the Filipino values of nonviolence.
Whenever we speak of Filipino values, we refer to what the people desire, want to have, to own or possess, to do, keep, attain or to become. Filipino values are the objects of the people's interest, desire, preference and aspiration. They are the things Filipinos consider good, important, proper, suitable, worthy, right, acceptable and desirable in life. In other words, whatever they actually like, prize, esteem, approve of, wish or enjoy constitute the people's values. And there are as many Filipino values as there are so many things valued. This lecture focuses on the Filipino value of nonviolence, or if you want, Filipino philosophy of nonviolence, taking philosophy to mean the people's perception of nonviolence. The Filipino value of nonviolence can be sourced from the various strands of the people's literature and oral tradition. Insofar as Filipino life experiences are contained in the country's literature, which reflects their cultural heritage, the Filipino way of life, their worldviews, values, convictions, beliefs, and their ways of doing things together. In a way, Filipino literature bears the stamp of the past and is the life of the present.
Notion of violence. The people's perception of violence or karahasan, the root word is dahas, which means force, and so, one who uses force or violence is marahas or mapusok, violent or furious. The Filipinos believe that anybody who lives in violence will die in violence. Violence is therefore destructive rather than creative. It destroys rather than builds. It is life-denying rather than life-affirming. This is the Filipino perception of violence. Notion of nonviolence. The Filipino perception of nonviolence, or kawalang karahasan, which means absence or lack of violence, violence and conflict, they believe, will produce nothing beneficial save hatred and resentment, distrust and ill will towards one another. Their moral heritage on this matter is nationwide, transcending ethnic and geographical barriers.
The principles of Filipino value of nonviolence.
Bread versus stone. The Tagalog spearheaded the entire Filipino race in teaching, kung hagisan ka ng bato, gantihan mo ng tinapay. If they throw a stone at you, repay them with bread. The stone metaphor stands for hardness, strength, toughness, power, hatred, animosity, and mercilessness. It may also connote a harsh, uncompassionate, brutal, and violent approach. On the other hand, the bread analogy represents softness, love, affection, friendship, flexibility, resiliency, and congeniality. Most of all, bread symbolizes life. It is also affirming and life-sustaining. Hence, bread is essence of life, whereas stone is destruction. If only the reason the people process that, daig ng tinapay ang bato, the bread overcomes the stone.
Water versus fire. The second element of the Filipino value of nonviolence consists in the principle, daig ng malamig ang mainit, or anything cold overcomes heat. Inferentially, it means that if fire is used to put out fire, it will end up with a big fire. But if cold water is used, the fire will definitely be put out. By the same token, using the violence to quell, violence will end up in a series of violence or violent repercussions. All this indicates that shout against shout, anger against anger, or curse against curse will only lead to more shouting, roaring, yelling, howling, and cursing. Whereas, a gentle and cordial talk will soften the hardened heart, so that any strife, antipathy, or bitterness can be finally overcome.
Flower versus gun. The fifth principle consists that daig ng bulaklak ang baril, or the flower overcomes the gun. We Filipinos signifies flowers as a sign of peace and gun as a sign of violence. As we check our history books, our national hero Jose Prilizal applied the value, daig ng bulaklak ang baril, when he refuses to use violence for the reform he wanted for the Philippines.
Soft versus hard. The next principle of Filipino value states, daig ng malambot ang matigas, the soft overcomes the hard.
Weak versus strong. This teaching says, daigdig mahina ang malakas, or the weak overcomes the strong.
Love versus hatred. The last element consists in this principle, daig ng pag-ibig ang pagkakagalit, or love overcomes hatred.
At this juncture, it is interesting to mention a Filipino parable that presses home the value of nonviolence. This is the parable of the bamboo and the vine, or in Filipino, ang parabola ng kawayan at ng baging.
One fine morning, long, long time ago, so the parable goes, the mango tree, the bamboo, and the vine were taunting and ridiculing each other as to who was the weakest and the strongest among themselves. The mango tree, or the punong mangga, was boasting about its sturdy and husky trunk against the unsteady and fragile stem of the bamboo, and against the vine's apparently spineless, shrunken and slender stem. Jeering at the two, the mango tree was overheard saying,
"Look at me. My trunk is not only brawny, robust, and hard, but also muscular, strong, and powerful. How about yours, bamboo? Look at yourself. Not only are you unsteady and skinny, lanky and lean, you are also scrawny and effeminate. Moreover, you look skeletal, twiggy, and bony, underfed, undernourished, and underweight. And you too, vine, you are frail, impotent, sickly, feeble, shrunken, shriveled up, and anemic. Now tell me, which among us is the strongest and hardest?"
The bamboo answered,
"I am thin, fragile, bony, and skinny, but I am in demand everywhere. I do provide shelter, housing, and comfort for people against biting the heat of the sun, and against the rain and the wind. Besides, I can bend and stoop, and I can swing and dance with the wind, whereas you are rigid, stiff, and forever rooted in where you are."
For its own rejoinder, the lowly vine remarked,
"I may look flimsy, shrunken, and spineless, but I can crawl and creep. I can crouch and recoil. I slither like a snake, can drag my body, and can travel in space, while my roots remain in the soil. Moreover, I can twine, coil, twist, clasp, and wrap your branches by means of my tendrils and petioles."
Such was the almost daily conversation of the three neighbors in the forest, until one day, it rained heavily and the heavy downpour was accompanied by a raging typhoon. So strong was the rainstorm that it softened the ground where the mango tree stood. Eventually, the branches of the mango succumbed to the devastating blast of the typhoon, and they broke down. Until finally, the mango tree itself was uprooted from the ground due to the typhoon's cruel bearing and relentless pounding. In the meantime, the bamboo kept swinging back and forth, yielding and following where the wind blows. It looked as if the bamboo was enjoying the whole spectacle, as one could see it oscillating, seesawing, swaying and dancing to the howling tune of the strong wind and the thunderous blow of the typhoon. The vine, on the other hand, kept crawling and creeping, crouching and cowering, moving and yielding to the wind blast. Like the bamboo, the vine was seen to be taking every inch stride by keeping itself slithering and crawling on the ground, without forcing itself against the destructive whiff of the wind. And when the storm was over the following morning, the mango tree was a total wreck. Its branches broken, its roots pulled off the ground, and its leaves shriveled up and wilted. On the contrary, the bamboo and the vine remained alive for having yielded to the devastating blow of the typhoon. Now it can be asked, which of them has the natural hardness and the strength? It appears that the visible strength and hardness of the mango tree are but short-lived and temporary, while the hidden strength and hardness of the bamboo and the vine, despite their resiliency and pliability, softness and weakness is the secret of their longevity.
It is precisely due to the wisdom of the foregoing parable that the Tagalogs give this observation. Ang tao ay kawayan ang kahambing, sumusukot umaayon sa hagupit ng hangin, hindi sumasalungat, hindi nagpupugay, upang hindi mabakli ang sariling tangkay. In English, man is like the bamboo, yielding and bending towards the direction of the wind blast, not standing up against but stooping down, in order that its stem will not be broken and smashed. Vividly enough, the parable of the bamboo and the vine illustrate the Filipino philosophy or value of nonviolence. Under certain situations, stooping down or lying low is a matter of life and death. It involves a matter of principle and survival. In Rizal's view, bend back and let the strong typhoon pass, and after that, Like the bamboo and the vine, you can stand straight again. Standing up against the ravaging wind blast and getting oneself crushed to the ground means that one can never rise again.
Filipinos contend that only through non-violence can peace be attained. Violence is self-defeating, for violence only breeds further violence. Thus, only through non-violence can one get out of violence. Only through peace can one get out of war. Only through order can one get out of disorder. And only through love can hatred be overcome. Peace is concomitant with social harmony and justice. Peace comes as a result of social order and the legitimate exercise of freedom. But peace is not God-given or a pie in the sky. It is neither ready-made nor a made-in-the-USA social phenomenon.